And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of Melville Dewey, born Adams Center, New York, 1851. Went to Amherst, worked in the library there, decided it needed to be reorganized, and gave us the Dewey Decimal System, a series of classifications divided, subdivided into subjects, assigned a decimal number to each book. 1901, on this day, the first Nobel Prizes were awarded, and since 1901, 11 Americans have won the Nobel Prize in Literature, the most recent Toni Morrison in 1993. A couple of years ago, the secretary of the Swedish Academy said, "You can't get away from the fact that Europe still is the center of the literary world. The United States is too isolated, too insular." It's the birthday of Emily Dickinson, born Amherst, 1830. Bright young woman, plenty of friends, took walks, crossed the hills around Amherst, picking trilliums, lady slippers, went on sleigh rides, went to parties, they cooked chowder over open fires. At the age of 14, she wrote to her friend Abiah, "I am growing handsome very fast indeed. I expect I shall be the belle of Amherst when I reach my 17th year. I don't doubt that I shall have perfect crowds of admirers at that age. Then how I shall delight to make them await my bidding, and with what delight shall I witness their suspense when I make my final decision." When she was a teenager, a religious revival swept across New England, and she emerged from it as an outsider. Her mother, father, sister, brother, most of her friends all made public declarations of faith, but Emily Dickinson never did. She wrote to a friend, "I was almost persuaded to be a Christian. I thought I never again could be thoughtless and worldly, and I can say that I never enjoyed such perfect peace and happiness as the short time in which I felt I had found my Savior. But one by one, my old habits returned, and I cared less for religion than ever." She wrote to another friend, "How lonely this world is growing. Christ is calling everyone here. All my companions have answered, and I am standing alone in rebellion." As the years went by, Dickinson became more reclusive, allowed only a few visitors, and threw herself into her poetry. By 1865, she had written more than 1,100 poems. She died at the age of 55, and her sister found about 1,800 poems in her sister's desk. Biographers still fascinated by Emily Dickinson. One suggested that she was an epileptic, and that explained her seclusion. Others thought it was the result of a broken heart. There was also the theory that she was a closeted lesbian in love with her sister-in-law, Susan. Other scholars diagnosed her with seasonal affective disorder, and others simply think that Emily Dickinson was driven by a fierce desire to write poetry, and she chose to sacrifice everything else for that. Alan Tate said, "All pity for Miss Dickinson's starved life is misdirected. Her life was one of the richest and deepest ever lived on this continent." Here are two poems by Emily Dickinson on her birthday. "Her face was in a bed of hair like flowers in a plot. Her hand was whiter than the sperm that feeds the sacred light. Her tongue more tender than the tune that totters in the leaves. Who hears may be incredulous. Who witnesses believes." And this: "The missing all prevented me from missing minor things. If nothing larger than a world's departure from a hinge or sun's extinction be observed, 'twas not so large that I could lift my forehead from my work for curiosity." Two poems by Emily Dickinson, and that's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.